Galen Paragatash Mesha Beva Chevar Yotze Meramita, a rope that sticks out from a bed, and this rope was used to be woven onto the bed, and there's some rope remaining that was not needed, and it sticks out from the bed. Ad Hamisha Tzvachim Tar. If that rope is up to 5 Tzvachim, it's less than 5 Tzvachim, then the rope is tar, does not become tummy with the bed. Even if the bed becomes tummy, that part of the rope that's sticking out and wasn't needed would not become tummy. As it's just leftover rope, it has no usage with the bed, so therefore it's not considered part of the bed. Mechamisha Vanasar Tummy. But if the rope that protrudes from the bed that was left over is from 5 Tzvachim up to 10 Tzvachim, in such a case, if the bed becomes tummy, that rope also becomes tummy. Because in such a case, since it's more than 5 Tzvachim, it has usages with the bed, as we'll soon see. So therefore, it's considered a yad to the bed, like a handle to the bed. So therefore, it's considered part of the bed and becomes tummy with the bed. Me'asaro l'chutz tar. But any part of the rope that's more than 10 Tzvachim from the bed is tahar, even though we said that the rope is more than 5 Tzvachim. The rope becomes tummy with the bed. That's only up to 10 Tzvachim. But the part of the rope that's more than 10 Tzvachim does not become tummy with the bed, as we only need up to 10 Tzvachim to be a yad for the bed. Anything more than 10 Tzvachim is superfluous, so therefore, only the part of the rope up to 10 Tzvachim becomes tummy. The rest remains tar. Mishnah is explaining why, when the rope is between 5 and 10 Tzvachim, does it become tummy with the bed? Is it considered a yad to the bed? The Mishnah answered, because that rope has a usage with the bed. As it would tie a korban pesach to that rope, so it would be tied to the bed. And just like in Mitzrayim, when they took the korban pesach, they took it on the 10th day of Nisan, like the pasuk says. And they kept it around until the 14th day of Nisan, and some of them tied it to their beds. So as a zecher to Yetzias Mitzrayim, people would also take a korban pesach before Pesach and tie it to their beds until Pesach. And so too, the rope would be used to lower a bed down from an upper floor to a lower floor, or to lower the bed down into a mikveh when it needs to be dipped into a mikveh. So since the rope, when it's more than 5 Tzvachim, has these uses, it's considered a yad to the bed, like a handle to the bed, is considered part of the bed, and becomes tame with the bed.
Sachas Kelam Paraketas Mishnah again. A Mizron HaYotzim and Amito Kol Shuhu Tipi Rabbi Meir. A Mizron is a strip of cloth that's wrapped around a frame of a bread in order to hold it together. And if the bed becomes tame midras, a zava or a zava, or a nida sits on the bed becomes an avatuma. And the Mizron, this strip of cloth, is considered part of the bed and becomes tummy with it. Now, if the strip of cloth that you wrapped around the frame of the bed is too long, and the part that's too long is sticking out from the bed, that part is also tummy. It's also considered part of the bed, according to Rabbi Meir, no matter how much of it is extra and sticking out. Even if it's very long, and certainly you don't need such a long cloth, or even if it's very short, not good for anything, no matter how long it is, it's considered part of the bed and it's makabel tumah. The reason being is this piece of cloth is valuable. So therefore, even though you have extra, you don't plan on cutting it off and throwing it out. You want to keep it around in case you need it for something else. So the entire thing is considered one kli, and it's all makabel tumah with the bed. Rabbi Yosi Omer ad Asara Tzvachim. Rabbi Yosi holds that if the extra part of the mitzvah that's sticking out from the bed is up to 10 Tzvachim, then we would say it's part of the bed and it's tummy meters along with the bed. But if it's more than 10 Tzvachim long, then only up to 10 Tzvachim would be considered part of the bed and would become tummy meters with the bed. But the part that's more than 10 Tzvachim away from the bed would not be tummy midras along with the bed, as only up to 10 Tzvachim is valuable to him. Anything more than that he does not need, so therefore it's not considered part of the bed. Shire Mizron Zayin Tzvachim. Kedei la'soso chavak l'chamor. A Mizron, this piece of cloth they use to wrap around the frame of a bed that has become worn out and torn. If you have at least 7 Tzvachim from this Mizron that's still in good shape, it would be makabel tumah, it would be considered a kli, because it's useful to attach a chavak, the saddle of the donkey, to the donkey. You would wrap it around the donkey and the saddle, and that would keep the saddle in place. So since it could be used for this purpose, it's still considered a kli and would be mechavat.